Four's up. Final hour of the show. Fourth quarter, J-Mart and Ramon on a Tuesday in the Music City alongside Ramon Foster, our producer Jonathan Schaefer. I'm Will Bowling, filling in for our guy Jason Martin again today. For the final hour means it is time for our top seven and bottom three in the NFL. Buck Rising coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll see what he's yelling about today as he gets ready for the Buck Rising show after the conclusion of our program here in about an hour. Fun show has flown by. Special thanks to Brian Rice, to Chris Williams. Talked a lot of college football. But now, Ramon, we shift gears back to the NFL, where we try the difficult task of ranking all of the good, not great teams in the NFL, because there are a lot of good, maybe not super good teams right now, including the Tennessee Titans.
It's going to be interesting to watch how this group, like this top seven especially, like move up and down and who's ascending and who's descending.
Right.
And right now, this is where it matters the most, too.
No doubt.
This time of the year is what I mean.
Lots of teams and a logjam behind what I think is a pretty clear-cut 1 and 2 in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we do this? Do we start bottom three?
Let's go bottom three.
Seven, then someone 6 and 6? Like, how do
Yeah, we'll ping-pong back and forth.
We'll start with the bottom three, 32, 31, and 30.
It's almost like I should have asked you all this.
Yeah, that would have been helpful there.
Good job,
great value.
You call them great value.
I'm gonna get like funny. Downgraded to like what's worse than great value? I don't know if there is. Not so great value.
Sending shirts to a good third value. World country after Super Bowl.
I'm good value, Jason
they
Martin.
Need those clothes, man.
They do need those clothes. Will, you're those clothes right now.
Wow.
It's tough. I'm the Houston Astros World Series gear, not the Braves World Series.
Basically, you just called him a loser.
You know, he the trash can that the Astros was using.
Wow.
Or that UT was using.
Man.
Same
Whoa.
One.
Oh, hey, that's worse. The UT trash can.
Yeah, the UT trash can was
that
bad.
Was
Mikey
worse.
On Twitch says goodwill, Jason Martin. Come on. That's tough. All right, number 32.
Salvation Army.
Number 32, Jonathan Schaefer, lead us off.
Shop. Oh, the Detroit Lions. They're terrible. They need to be relegated.
We all agree on this, right?
Cheeks, yeah.
All right. One of the three teams in the NFC that has allowed fewer than 20 points per game over the last 2 weeks, and they still rank 30th in scoring defense and 27th in total defense this year. Thanks for coming out, Detroit.
Appreciate y'all.
Number 31.
I got Jags.
Okay.
Jets at 31.
So I had the Jets at 31, and the more I looked into it, I switched to the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Two victories in three games, and then an October 24th bye, they have lost two straight games, and they have trailed 17-0 in each of the last two games.
Dang.
This is crazy to me. The Jags had 200 total yards on Sunday against San Francisco.
Jeez.
And they have not, this is the wildest stat I think I've seen all week in the NFL. They have not scored a touchdown trailing by fewer than 10 points in the last four games. All of their touchdowns, all of their points have been in garbage time.
This is, they're at the point, hurry up and give me my check so I can go home.
Yep.
They're playing for checks.
Yep.
That's it. Checks and nightlife in New York.
Old Herb.
In Florida. Yeah.
I put Herb. Jacksonville 30th just because they have Trevor Lawrence at quarterback.
And I thought about that too.
Yeah.
I did. Who you have 30?
I got Giants.
Okay.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They are bad. And they looked, that was a bad way to lose by 20 last night.
I'd probably give the Jets a little bit more credit at this point, just simply because their coach is beefing with Rex Ryan.
I like that.
Love it.
I've got the Jets 30. Tua Tagovailoa completed 82% of his passes for 273 against the Jets. Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua QB, Alabama.
That's our guy, that's Rick fantastic. Ross.
Tua is not a great NFL quarterback. You get 82% of passes completed against you by that guy?
Yeah. Lane made him look like a saint, though, didn't he?
He did. Elijah Moore's good, though.
Got to give it
AJ up. AJ Brown's
him.
Boy, 141 yards, a touchdown. I think the floor is higher for the Jets with Joe Flacco. Maybe think about not putting them in this list, but the ceiling, I think, is way lower.
Joe Flacco.
Zach Wilson can at least make the long throws down the field he hit against the Titans.
You know what's so interesting about that whole look quarterback trio they got? Is Mike White just saying, well, maybe I should have been the draft pick. And the next week.
I'm the captain.
Hey, here's some crow for you. he had a terrible game. So bad they had to go get Joe Flacco.
Awful.
Golly, and that's saying a lot.
It is. All right, number seven in the NFL.
Seven in the NFL.
Who you got?
Well, me first.
Yeah, go for it.
I put the Rams up there. They want to buy.
Okay.
They didn't do a whole lot to get kicked out of it. I was that close to putting the Colts above them.
Really?
I was that close.
Okay.
But I got the Rams at seven.
Shafe?
Kansas City.
Wow.
Comes back into the top seven.
You've got them that far back.
Rams and Dallas are out.
Okay.
Kansas City at number seven.
So this is different for me, obviously, since this is my first time doing this. I've got the Baltimore Ravens at seven.
Oh. Yeah,
sure.
I think if Lamar is good Lamar,
mm-hmm.
their ceiling is as high as anybody else's.
That defense.
That defense is, I mean, Tyus Bowser is playing well.
Yeah, he is.
John Harbaugh said after their game the other day that he thinks he's playing as well as any outside linebacker in the league right now. Now, they paid Tyus Bowser, didn't pay Matt Judon, who looks to be the biggest offseason acquisition made by anybody this year for the Pats.
You got to think about what Judon did last year, though. He turned down that 17 and said, screw y'all. And they didn't have a great season last year either, so.
It's interesting how that can go one of two ways in a contract year.
Mm-hmm. Moan, you're seven?
Yeah, I already said it. Rams.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Rams.
Hold on.
That is demerits.
You just don't be listening to me.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
Ravens had three healthy corners and beat the Bears.
It's all good.
Marlon Humphrey, Tavon Young, and Chris Westry. And Young was playing with a sore foot. Three corners, and they beat the Bears. It's impressive. I don't care who's quarterback for the Bears. Number six.
Baltimore.
Okay.
I got Baltimore.
I was surprised that I had Baltimore the lowest. Most people I talked to about this yesterday, crowdsourcing this, didn't have Baltimore in there at all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I thought about it. I was like, they won tough. Their team is still good enough. And as far as the AFC side, they still are in the show.
Absolutely. I've got the New England Patriots six. They're going to see the Bills twice in the final month of the season. I think we're going to really learn how good this team is then.
Yeah, we are.
Aggressive defense. They're running the ball well. I'm not as high on Mac Jones as everyone else is. He's a good fit in the offense. He's a good quarterback. I don't think he's generational like many are making him out to be. I just think he is a game manager that is good at avoiding disasters, and that makes you a great rookie quarterback.
I'm giving him a little bit more credit now.
Okay.
I am. I'm looking at him, and we all know this to be true. The system of which Josh McDaniels and the Patriots got, it's worked. And it looked like they got not directly TB12, but they got a 2.0 of another guy that fits that system.
Fits the mold, for
sure. You feel me?
For sure.
His accuracy is legit. He's a competitor. He's now gotten the Patriots' face.
Right. Yeah, he does.
So.
No doubt.
I'm with you on that one. That was your six.
That was my six.
We on the five?
Number five.
New England at five.
Okay.
I got Titans at five.
I do too.
Do you?
I do too.
Okay.
I think the Titans have a lot of different formulas to win when they are healthy. When they are banged up, they got to win ugly. It has to be the same way every time they're going to win right now.
It was your point right there.
Yeah.
They got to win ugly.
Yep.
The same way as Baltimore did.
No doubt. Without A.J. Brown, without Julio, without Derek, it's got to be a slugfest. They're higher up, obviously healthier, but you're going to have to prove to me you can keep guys healthy at this point. It's just kind of who this team is. Number four.
Titans at four, but the difference between Titans at four, New England, and five is paper thin.
I agree. That's how I feel with Titans at five and New England at six for me.
I got Pats at four.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. Finish off this top three for the break.
Let's do it.
All right. My three, Green Bay. My two, Tampa. My one, AZ.
Yes. Again. Exactly in that order.
Three, Tampa. Two, Packers. One, AZ. Me too.
Pretty close.
Here we go.
Just know the Bucs have already hit their floor of the season. It's just what Brady does until he doesn't do it anymore, and he tells us that he can't.
We'll talk to Buck about that a little bit, huh?
We absolutely will. And an Arizona team that's interesting because Kingsbury is 0-2 after a bye week in his career. Jeez. They come off the bye week next week. They get Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins healthy. That's one of the interesting
teams. They've been
winning
with Colt McCoy.
They have.
Talk about that. Is that the best Texas quarterback we've seen?
Wow. Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Texas and Alabama. It's a Venn diagram of they don't produce NFL quarterbacks.
Usually doesn't go well. Although Jalen Hurts is doing.
Jalen Hurts has proved me wrong there.
Of course, Mac Jones now in New England. Yeah. So, yeah. Texas quarterbacks, it doesn't always go well.
Nothing in Texas typically goes well with in the egg ball sport. They typically don't do very well.
Man, they got a pet monkey.
On that note,
that was amazing.
All right, guys, coming up next, we talk with Buck Rising, of course, of the Buck Rising Show. Coming up after us, we'll get his thoughts. We'll allow him to critique our top seven and bottom three in the NFL and find out how the Titans move on their way to victory this weekend against the New England Patriots. Buck Rising, coming up next. It's J. Martin Ramon, powered by All Four Seasons on 104.5 The Zone. Tuesday in Asheville, Tennessee, it is J. Martin and Ramon, powered by All Four Seasons on 104.5 The Zone. A little bit of Band Camino on the way back in, courtesy of our guy Jonathan Schaefer. Will Bowling back with you alongside Ramon Foster. Buck Rising joining us here in studio on 104.5 The Zone. He will take over in just about 38 minutes. I was told there would be no math, but I can do that pretty quick. What's going on, Buck?
Why are you yelling at me?
What do you mean?
This is very loud on the other end of this.
Very loud? What do you? You don't even have headphones on. How do you know how loud I am?
Well, because I'm sitting across from you. And by the way, like, this third seat stinks. No wonder Dawn
of course, that is
in such a bad mood
first
all the time.
Yes!
What is this little gimpy mic arm that's in front of me? I have no mobility. I feel like I'm just... I feel like I'm in timeout in this chair. Maybe this chair sucks. This chair sucks.
I'm not happy about it.
We've
been hearing your voice since like 6:05 because that is probably the most used drop on this show.
Sit on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sit on it. You know what?
Good morning, Nashville.
You know what? Yes. We didn't even prep Buck for violence.
Oh,
he came in here just chill, and just all of a sudden he just hit us with, he bashed Don C.
And me being loud.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I saw the on button. The little red light came on, and so that evokes emotion.
I'm enjoying the beef between you and Don, too. Oh. So for you to buy into this early in the morning, and you can set that seat on fire, that whole section over there, didn't realize it actually got like an amp or something underneath that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a whole thing. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
Now I understand why we have this energy coming from this side of the room.
You can never see the call screener either. You're just in the dark at all times.
You know what?
Well, which would explain some of her opinions, which is why I win this beef quite often.
Good Lord.
Love you, Dawn.
So what you say?
She's going to be irate that you're just sitting in her chair, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why the fist, there's a giant Titans Hulk fist sits over here on this side. That's violent.
All I can think of now is Dennis the Menace and Buck drawing a mustache on Don's cutout over there.
One of these days. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some crappy football, I imagine.
We are. New York Giants played a lot of crappy football last night. We're ranking our top seven, bottom three in the NFL a minute ago, and Ramon's got the Giants at his bottom three.
I do.
Joe Judge has made his players run too many sprints and not actually practice actual football in the training camp.
Well, and the Giants, I mean, there's so much to kind of look at there, and just I don't feel bad for New York fans. Because they're the worst, just on principle. Ramon, you've played in the league long enough to understand the aura that comes from all of their sports teams. But, like, to be a Giants fan has to be a particular kind of suffering right now because you've got Daniel Jones, who's a top six pick. You've got Saquon Barkley, who's just now coming back and has been in and out of the lineup in the last 2 years, really, where you're not sure what you have in him as far as investment. You've got all of these high round draft picks on this roster, and you've done what you can to spend money and try and fill in with, you know, I mean, a $20 million player in Leonard Williams. Who?
No.
What is that? Make that make sense to me other than market at the time. But for all of those things, like, it's just ineptitude at the top. Like, you can find ways. I'm not gassing up Mike Vrabel unnecessarily. But Mike's found ways to win with anyone on the roster.
Yep.
Anyone on the roster. And Joe Judge has all this talent at his disposal. And instead he hires Jeremy Pruitt and Derek Dooley. And I saw who's my guy? Freddie Kitchens. Woo!
Kevin Shearer.
A lot of bad aura. Speaking of aura on this side of the room, a lot of bad aura coming out of the Giants coaching staff. I mean, just meeting rooms. It doesn't look like it's well run, and nobody wants to be there. And also Tom Brady's running on you on third down.
No, hurdling. And dual threat.
Okay, hurdle.
For Tom?
No, yeah, yeah. No, there was air.
I saw there somebody was air. Somebody said on his slide, I saw somebody respond, and it was like, that's a red card challenge.
I mean, he did the thing that he's done to, like, the Ravens players yeah. before, where he sticks his cleats up.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
studs
I saw up.
Number 29 looking. Hey.
Send him off.
Hey. But talking about, like, what the Giants are, because they're in my bottom three, Buck, just listening, because I saw you tweeting about the Manning cast. How upset was Peyton? I mean, just the play calling. So when they rolled Daniel Jones out to the right to the short field, he's like, why would you even run that play? I'm like, Peyton, slow down. You're going to get him fired on national TV now.
Well, and that's why this, the Manning cast thing, and I understand it's not for everybody, and not everybody has to like everything, okay? But we, I think, and I don't know how Will feels about this. Ramon, I feel like you and I are aligned as far as these sensibilities are concerned.
A lot of different ways.
I don't know. I don't have to have somebody tell me, and maybe this is a shot at Will and Lucas Uh-oh. Panzeca Uh-oh. Somewhere in the building.
I know where this is going.
Future
now.
Play-by-play superstars, them both. I don't need nice. Anybody to tell me what the down and distance is. Mm-hmm. I know how much time is left in the third quarter, I know what the situation is and what, more often than not, and even if you just put the analytics on a ticker like you would the gambling lines at the bottom of the screen, like, I can understand enough about the situation to decide for myself whether I think Joe Judge needs to go for it on fourth and two as opposed to kicking a field goal. Like, the Manning cast is so interesting because they're watching it as you would watch it, but talking you through the complicated parts of the football game with people like Bill Parcells and Eli Manning. And, you know, they're making fun of the fact that, I mean, how old is Bill Parcells? And he's got a better audio and video setup than anybody in the country.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And I want that chair.
And you know what? The way he was sitting back in that seat
chilling.
With his hands crossed a little bit, all I can think of, there's the Don right there. Where's the ring?
Yeah.
Kiss it.
Yeah.
Kiss the ring,
he's
baby.
Mentally alpha-ing even Peyton and Eli.
they didn't stand a chance.
No.
They didn't stand a chance. But hearing them have conversations during that game is what we would do. Like, they got to go for it right here. They were saying those things on air. And all I can think
yeah, they could get somebody fired.
No, for real.
They could for real get somebody fired.
When Daniel Jones threw that freaking pick to Steve McClendon, the D line, I was like, what are you thinking? I was thinking myself, Cud ain't gonna be happy about that. And you spoke about, you know, like them investing in Daniel Jones, the number six overall pick, which he was drafted here in Nashville
That's
at that
correct.
Draft. And I actually worked that one too, by the way. And just talking to Cud about Daniel Jones, and all I could think of is they had all hope in the world.
Yeah,
he's from the cut tree. We saw what Peyton and also Eli did as first rounders. And we've gotten none of that right now.
No.
None of that. That's disappointing. Like you said, for that fan base, where they pan to the guy in the stands that have Big Daddy on the back of his homemade jersey.
I love New York.
I don't know if I respect that or despise it.
You can do both.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's
a lot of Giants talk. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, it's all right.
But it was just but it was the bottom three, so we got to kind of, you know, take the trash out too.
As far as the Titans go, we have got them both. Ramon and I have them at 5.
Yeah.
Schaaf at 4. Look, I think looking at correlation between Titans offense not playing well, obviously you have the play action stats that are well documented this past week. 9% of their snaps play action against the Houston Texans. For me, the other correlation, Buck, Ryan Tannehill's rushing yards. Since Derrick Henry went out, he has 9 carries for 7 yards. Now, going back to the last game you had Derrick Henry, 2 carries for 26 in a long of 2 13-yard rushes against the Indianapolis Colts in that win. Why on earth are they not rolling him out of the pocket more? Why does this staff not realize that Tannehill is not a 3 and 5 step drop passer when he is most comfortable? He is rolling out in the pocket and has the option to run. I don't understand why this is not easy for them to figure out.
Because it's not that easy, because they're not trying to get this dude killed.
Yeah.
Nobody respects this running game right now. Nobody.
Yeah.
This is not Derrick Henry as the alternative to Ryan Tannehill scrambling for 13 yards. This is Adrian Peterson, and I said this yesterday, and I have all respect for this man and what he's done in his career, but I have never seen a 16-yard run bring people to their feet like that in a way that they're just like, oh my God, there's some sign of life at Nissan Stadium watching a Titans running back since Derrick Henry went down. And to his credit, He had a 12-yard run right after that, and I don't care that it was against the 31st ranked rushing defense in the NFL. Like, Deontay Foreman had success. Dontrell Hilliard had success. Like, I'm not dismissing them outright, but for the purposes of Tannehill, like, I even thought that they got away with one on that third down run where he kept it as opposed to handing it off to the running back. Yeah. Critical third down conversion. But they, I mean, the Texans, a terrible team, were on it like that.
Yeah, they were.
They don't respect the running game. Nobody does at this point, which is, it was the biggest question when Derek went down. Not what the Titans are going to look like, because they're still going to do their thing, but how defenses were going to play them. And the answer is, it takes away a lot of different stuff if Derek isn't there to attract the attention.
And so that's where I come in. When Derek went down, I said, okay, this is going to be a different team. But it's also going to be different how teams defend this team now.
Yeah.
The biggest threat that they have offensively, if I can just say this, and Buck, you tell me if I'm wrong, I'm just off. One of the biggest threats they have is that crossing route across the middle.
A little bang play action.
Yeah. So what if they don't respect, if they're not biting on a run because you don't have a crazy threat?
Yeah.
And then they take away that crossing route right there on the play action. What is this Titans offense at that point?
I mean, it's what we've seen. It's you're trying to get explosives with the screen game. You're relying on Marcus Johnson before the hamstring situation, which sucks for him.
It does.
But, I mean, it's, you know, a consistent enough recurring issue throughout the course of his career, not just here, that, you gotta deal with it. I mean, teams are sitting on that route because the Titans love that route concept. And it's worked almost every time, whether they're doing it with Corey Davis or with A.J. Brown or with Julio Jones when he's out there. I mean, hell, Marcus Johnson had a 100-yard game because they're running that same kind of stuff when A.J. has the attention directed at him. So, I mean, the explosives are non-existent. It's what makes this offense different from any other one really in the league outside of Baltimore that relies on explosive plays in their running game. And it takes away the explosive plays in the passing game because, as we talked about earlier with Tannehill's mobility, teams aren't respecting you and selling out or playing a lot of single high with an extra man in the box because the running back that everybody's terrified of isn't there. So, I mean, they are – and honestly, like, outside of the – I know it's a stupid way to do the analysis, but, like, outside of the plays that were disastrous
–
on Sunday, they moved the ball as well as they have in 3 weeks, and that's including Derek's last game, understanding that he had a broken foot. They were better on third down, 40%. They were moving the ball with regularity, and then there would be just the nuclear interception. So you can't excuse the disastrous plays because that's what lost you the game, but the signs of life were there for an offense that hasn't had much of it really in the last month.
Yeah.
And that was the weird thing about the lack of play action and the lack of rolling Tannehill out. You feel like if there was any game where you actually established the run without Derrick Henry, this was it. You established the run on your first long drive of the game. Adrian Peterson had 4 carries for 37 yards on the second drive of this game where Tannehill threw his first interception looking for A.J. Brown on that bang play up the middle to the left side that the Titans have made their bread and butter within this offense. It felt like this team may have abandoned the run too soon and kind of, I mean, we talk about this every year with the Titans. They get down early. They get out of their identity. They become a no-huddle shotgun team. And I believe it was 9 of their 11 snaps were out of the shotgun and 8 of those were no-huddle on the next drive when you were down 12-0. That is a problem for this team when you get down early and start as slow as they have.
Yeah, it was a bad day for Todd Downing to have a bad game on top of Ryan Tannehill having a bad game on top of Des Fitzpatrick running the wrong route at the end and causing the death blow interception. Like, there's a lot of things that spiraled, and it happens to everybody. I mean, the Bills may not be that good because they're losing to everybody at this point.
That's
but
crazy.
It happened to the Chiefs. The Chiefs got dummied here.
Yeah, they did.
3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and now they've got the best defense in all of football. The hell is this?
We all three had them in our top 7. I mean, they're the only team in the league now.
I didn't give them top 7.
Oh, you didn't? That's right.
Nah, they were close. I kept the Rams in because they were on the bye. I couldn't knock them all the way down.
They've allowed fewer than 20 points in 4 straight games. And the last time they did that was a month before they won the Super Bowl. Weeks 11 through 16 in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really bad time for them to get good again. So there's a lot of different things that are happening across the NFL. Anybody who is over 500 is probably overrated. Everybody who is under 500 is probably underrated. The league is disgustingly built for parity, and it makes it impossible for us to do our jobs. And then when it ends up Chiefs Bucks in the Super Bowl, again, I'm just going to be slamming my head into the table because Stephen A. was right. Again, damn it.
Tom Brady is your MVP right now, right?
Ugh, every time.
I mean, he is.
Every time. It's not Lamar. It's not Dak. It's not Derek. It's sure as hell not Jonathan Taylor. You can get the hell out.
Oh, thank you.
With that, please.
I already went on my rant
you
about
went
that.
On that one earlier.
I went
on.
But you know the conversation was?
What?
Is with Jonathan Taylor, nobody had to whistle at the social media accounts of the NFL or the networks for him to get the coverage. That's the same way as Derek did.
Yeah.
Derek, like, the Titans.
He actually
Twitter
has Pro Bowl
rocks.
Offensive linemen.
he has
Pro Bowl offensive linemen, unlike what Derrick Henry had last year.
Well, I, you know what? I heard you say, I'll pull back a little bit on that.
I just beat last year.
The unit in general, I don't necessarily give, okay, he got Pro Bowl linemen. He got one.
Yeah.
I think this line is good. It's just with
last year, with
Derek, I mean.
It's a good run blocking.
It was unjustified. They should have. And
I don't know. They got smoked a couple of times. I saw Brandon Thorne, our buddy from The Athletic, who does offensive defensive
I'm talking about last year.
Yeah. But my top three buck, AZ, Tampa, Green Bay.
Green Bay, that Vikings game was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Vikings play the Packers that close every time. But, I mean, it's a divisional game. I don't have issue with that, right? It's the best quarterbacks. Like, it's, and Colt McCoy.
which we said, too, is the best Texas quarterback in the NFL in the last 15 years.
It's so stupid.
He is.
Well,
him
I mean,
and Vince
listen,
Young.
This is and I've been probably as generous to Tannehill as far as equity that dude is bought with, I think he should have been able to buy with this fan base over what he's done the last couple of years and what's happened so far. You can't excuse everything, and you're not looking to excuse everything, but Baltimore won without their quarterback on Sunday, and the Cardinals keep winning without Kyler Murray. So for all of the Ryan Tannehill things that he's done well and how big a part of this he is, he needs to do a lot better, and they all know that. That's not groundbreaking analysis.
Chandler Jones going to get a big old check. Very soon.
He deserves one.
Yeah, he absolutely does. Thank you, Buck. Good to see you.
You're welcome.
What do you have coming up today?
What do I have coming up today? I have Josh Pate. We're going to laugh at Vanderbilt. Sorry, Vandy fans. Ramon is going to be there.
There you go.
12:20.
Guess what I'm going to do?
I guess
we're
going
to hate him on Vandy fans.
I guess my invite's in the mail. My invite must be somewhere in the mail. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't.
No, I just didn't send it.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thanks.
You almost didn't do the show today
because
we were having Buck on.
I know. I almost asked Buck to come in at 6. Will, you were that close to not being on the show.
That's tough.
Nah, I'm joking.
What, happened?
You sound like every girl I've ever dated.
You're not getting me in here at 6. Are you out of your damn mind?
I know, Buck.
Buddy.
I know. But yeah, Buck, I'm looking forward to.
We're going to have some fun.
I had Chris Williams on, too, and now I feel bad because I'm about to go trash Vandy.
That's true. It's
don't feel bad.
He's my guy.
Buck, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye, friends.
Coming up next, we recap the show. Been a fun show. Flew by. Final segment coming up next. J-Mart and Ramon, brought to you by All Four Seasons on 104.5 The Zone. Final segment of the show, J-Mart and Ramon, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors here in Nashville. Appreciate you stopping by, spending part of your Tuesday morning here with us. Will Bowling back with Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. Report in the NFL from Mark Conkle, saying that Matt Nagy, head coach of the Chicago Bears, will coach his last Bears game on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
NFL coaching carousel. There you go.
Starting up almost like the college world, huh?
That's right.
Getting ahead of the curve. Who's the hot guy? I thought, was it Dable?
Yeah, that would be certainly one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a college coach right now that's making a jump. I think Joe Brady might end up with a head coaching job, though, this time around.
Chicago ain't a bad place to coach at.
No, it's not.
And he's running that college type. He can
with Justin
run
Fields,
that college type offense.
Joe Brady and Justin Fields together sounds pretty good.
They got to fix a whole lot of other stuff, too. Their OL got to get right. I like their defense.
Mm-hmm.
But their OL got to get right in order to run that offense. They got some tools. They just – Nagy or Nagy, either way you say his name.
Ryan Pace has been just as bad.
Yeah.
It's been rough for them. That fan base has been through it.
Coaching carousel starting early in the NFL.
Sure is. So a report there yet to be confirmed by ESPN or NFL.com, but I think a lot of people probably expected that kind of move to come sooner rather than later for Chicago.
Man, when you got players in the middle of the season looking miserable, the way Justin Fields was, man. I mean, what you've lost them at that point.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's not a whole lot much you can do when you've lost your team emotions like that.
Losing to Tyler Huntley and the Baltimore Ravens could be the last straw.
Ugh.
Gross. Andy Dalton almost led him to a win against the Ravens defense with three healthy corners. But at the end of the day, we're not able to pick up the victory. Been a fun show today, Ramon.
Yeah.
Been a fun week. Well. It's a Friday. For you.
For me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, for me, it's been
Friday for many across the area. Of course, everybody travel safe if you are traveling for Thanksgiving or if you just came home back here. Welcome.
And this is another thing. So I know the Wednesday before, we talked about this before the show started this morning. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving is a huge go out and party day.
It is.
People, Uber, Lyft,
please,
cab, walk, stay.
Look in the smart part of your brain.
Yeah, please do that, man. Everybody, it's Thanksgiving season. Let's be thankful and safe for sure.
It is incredible how that has become such a thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea, Will.
Kids come home from college, and they go back to their hometowns, and it's like they see their high school friends, and it's like, oh, let's
go
insane. Yeah.
Breaking show news, Mike Golic Sr. will join us next week.
Wonderful.
Hey, bringing out the big dogs, right?
Big time.
We should have Junior call in and troll his dad.
So next week, Ian Eagle and Mike Golic Sr. join
us. There you go.
Big time.
Ian Eagle on the call for the Titans this upcoming weekend.
With who, Will?
Charles Davis.
Hey, now.
VFL.
Speaking of that, too, Patriots-Titans this weekend.
Yeah.
How you feeling, Will? It's Tuesday, so I mean...
That's true.
It's too early.
I feel like it is the kind of game the Titans surprise you and win all the time. If Sunday was a classic Vrabel loss, this would be a classic Mike Vrabel Tennessee Titans win.
This is big time.
I'll let you know Friday when I see the injury report.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think it's a really bad matchup for the Titans defense.
I do too. And I'll say this too. I hate it. I'm talking about hate it going to New England to play.
Oh, I bet.
Boy, Vrabel. Man. Last time Vrabel trolled him, it was in Nashville.
I think so.
With the timeouts.
I mean, look, this is a guy that's had success against Bill Belichick.
That was in the playoffs in 2019.
Yeah, that was a playoff game. That's right. Yeah,
that was in New England. Look, I mean, Mac Jones gets the ball out of his hand really quickly.
Yeah.
What gives this Titans defense trouble? Because they get after the quarterback so much. Titans defense can't be its best version of itself, A, without Bud Dupree and David Long, but B, when a quarterback gets the ball out really quick, that's what this defense has struggled against the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Heck, Big Ben did it last year in Nashville, and that's how they beat the Titans.
I'll tell you something funny behind that.
Yeah.
So when Big Jeff hit Ben and threw him to the ground, Ben is a competitor, ultimate, just like, don't take him off.
Right.
And when Big Jeff hit him and threw him to the ground, he was like, that was the switch. He was like, when you did that, that's when he diced him on that no huddle for 10 or 17 plays.
If they'd stuck in no huddle that whole game, they would have won by 30.
Yeah, Big Jeff ticked them off. Wow. But also, too, the sneaky part of New England is the defense.
It is. Matt Judon, 10.5 sacks.
And Taylor got to see that.
Uh-huh.
Ninkovich or Winkovich is still there, too. And,
yeah. J.C. Jackson's playing well.
Yes, he is.
Playing really well.
But again, Titans do what in these games?
They find a way. Mike Vrabel teams find a way back against the wall. It'd be great if they could play backs against the wall all the time.
You got to, at some point, Will, be the front big dog.
That's right. Titans could be the trap game. Titans could become a top team in our top seven, bottom three next week. You have to wait and find out for that next week. Fun show, fun week, hanging out with Ramon Foster. Enjoy the time off, my friend.
I appreciate it, Will. This has been fun, man. You got a real bright future,
Thank
Will.
You, sir. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, Buck Rising will take over. You got an appetizer of what is up to come for him. Lots of college football. Ramon Foster back on our airwaves as well, coming up with Buck. Fun show. I'll be back at it tomorrow. Looking forward to hanging out with you. But until then. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Be thankful. But remember, your Twitter fingers and your mic are always hot, baby.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.